Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
Over the past several years, we've talked a lot about blood pressure in the literature, how to measure it, when to measure it, what time of day, what position the person should be sitting in. You found a poem this week from the New England Journal of Medicine, published in 2018. It starts on page 1509, and it attempts to answer the question, what is a better predictor of mortality, ambulatory or office-based measurement of blood pressure? What did they find, and why is this important?
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about how you measure blood pressure, haven't we? And this study was entitled Relationship Between Clinic and Ambulatory Blood Pressure Measurements and Mortality. And what they did was looked at the association between ambulatory blood pressures and clinic blood pressures with mortality. So this was from Spain. They had a large registry of everybody that's had ambulatory blood pressure monitoring. And so for those patients, they had 24-hour ambulatory blood pressure monitoring. They also had clinic blood pressures for all those patients. And they were consistently done by an automated blood pressure cuff after 5 minutes of rest, which is, you know, a good, pretty typical way to do it. I mean, I think that's maybe even a little better than the typical patient who's rushed back to the room and immediately has their blood pressure checked. Data were linked then. So they had this blood pressure data, and then they linked it to the vital statistics database for Spain to see who died in the subsequent 5 years of follow-up. Average age of patients was 58, a little more than half were male. Only about 11% had cardiovascular disease. So this was a low to average risk kind of hypertensive adult population. During the 4.7 years of follow-up, there were 3,600 deaths in this population, and about a third of those were cardiovascular. The mean ambulatory blood pressure was 129 over 76. That's with the 24-hour monitoring. It was 148 over 87 in the clinic. So this is a pretty big difference. It's 19 over 11 is the difference. And remember, they were even doing the clinic blood pressures seated quietly, automated after 5 minutes. So it shows that this is a quite a large difference in the ambulatory blood pressure monitoring. Now, it's worth noting that the patients got ambulatory blood pressure monitoring because they were suspected of having white coat hypertension, looks like a bunch of them did, or they had labile hypertension, or they had hypertension that wasn't responding to therapy. So it's not all comers. This was a selected group, but certainly in this group, big difference between ambulatory and clinic blood pressures. And I think the other important point of this study was there was a clear association between the ambulatory blood pressure and all-cause mortality versus no association or very little association once you adjusted for the ambulatory blood pressure, no independent predictive value of the clinic blood pressure. So basically, ambulatory blood pressure monitoring is now recommended by the USPSTF for all patients who are newly diagnosed with hypertension to make sure that we are diagnosing them correctly and also monitoring their blood pressure correctly. It doesn't necessarily have to be an automated cuff they wear for 24 hours. You know, it can be intermittent home blood pressure monitoring, but it's clear that what really matters is what the blood pressure is in the home and during the patient's life and activities, and not just what it is the once every 3 or 6 months for 5 minutes in our office. And so we need to be aware and what those blood pressures are for all of our patients. That's what's really the best predictor of mortality, and that should be our target for treatment.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.